Comfy? Good. These examination beds can be a bit tough, I find. A young man could hurt his back lying splayed out over these, especially if he's here all the time. But don't worry, I can fix that too. After all, physiotherapy is my sub-specialty. Now, if you're lying comfortably, we can begin. Exam room 4 is now a private space. What am I doing? Oh, well, this is going to be a thorough examination. I'm not going in with my bare hands, am I? This is a gastroscope. It goes down your throat and lets me see inside of your stomach. No, I won't be using it on you. Unless, of course, you need me to. You don't, do you? You don't feel a tightness in your chest or your stomach? You don't feel any pain or burning sensations around your heart? You don't have any bouts of queasiness or nausea, do you? How about emotional episodes? I didn't think so, as that would be rather serious. Of course, there's other things here. Calipers, good for holding things open. Medical scissors, good for cutting things off. A reflex hammer for testing your sensitivity to harsh and sudden sensations. A syringe for delivering the good stuff straight to your heart. I realize that last bit was a little on the nose, but, well, what isn't really? But all I need to use through this most basic of examinations is a pair of gloves and medical gel. This is why I asked you to take your clothes off. Now, the unfortunate thing is that I can see some rather serious swelling towards your groin. Why, if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were suffering from acute, hypersexualized, misdirected arousal. What's that, you ask? Well, it usually presents in young men being a response to unusual stimulant. You see, when a sex drive becomes pronounced but doesn't have a suitable outlet, misdirection can occur. Normally, someone will be attracted to people in their own age range, who share similar interests and who are of a certain type. Those with misdirected arousal will develop odd fantasies. Sometimes, they'll become attracted to those older than them due to repressed maternal or paternal longings. It can encourage masochistic or sadistic urges. Can even encourage people to break naturally inbuilt taboos, such as wanting to feel a loss of control or having sex in a public place. Kinks are perfectly natural, of course. But when someone becomes obsessive, these kinks can begin to control your life. Would you say you're experiencing symptoms of arousal in response to any unusual stimulant, such as those that I listed? All of the above. Oh my, your case is quite serious. And to think that you're also responding to medically themed stimulant, the idea of being poked and prodded and probed, told what you can and can't do, feeling cold metal and rubber on your skin. Why, I could have never predicted that. You need immediate treatment. Thankfully, treatment for this condition is simple. You've lacked an outlet. You've been pent up, backed up, left to go for increasingly niche and perverted ways to satisfy your urges. If we satisfy your kinks, they'll be abated. And you might stop spiraling. So, as a mature, older woman with a controlling attitude who also happens to be your GP, I'm uniquely suited to treating you. So, with your consent, I'd like to put my slick, gloved hand on your penis and stimulate you. Oh, you've been wanting me to do that for a while? I'm sorry, I never would have guessed. It's just so inappropriate. Oh my, your condition really is bad. Why, just hovering my hand near your genitals and telling you that you're being inappropriate, it made you buck your hips. I wonder if I should touch you at all. I don't want to encourage you, do I? Please. You're begging. I'm not teasing you. I'm weighing the options that are best for your health. Maybe what you need is to go cold turkey, to be kept at arm's length for your condition. If I stimulate you to relieve your urges, if they're already set in stone, it could just make you worse. You don't want to be worse, do you? You don't want to be addicted to this kind of treatment, do you? You don't want to need to be treated like a simple, horny, needy pet, do you? You don't want to be reliant on a smart, dominant, doting doctor to be able to get it up, do you? Oh, you do want all of that. Well, considering you're obviously not in a functional state of mind, I should ask for your next of kin. What do you think? Should I get your partner off? He's been so needy lately. He could do with being put under control. Doctor, if this procedure will make him obedient, I'll take it. Well, who am I to argue with the responsible woman in your life? We'll start the procedure immediately. During this procedure, please do not manage your reactions. If you feel a need to pant, or whine, or buck your hips, please do. Remember, this procedure is all about making you as comfortable as possible, being a horny, obedient puppy. So don't think. Don't hold back. Be a naughty, needy little puppy. Just let your mind cloud over. Let all those complicated, scary thoughts just melt. Just feel how good it feels to have your doctor's hand glide up and down your sensitive prick. Feel how good I can make you feel. Feel how easy it is to... Oh, puppy. You came already? Well, what kind of patient even are you? How am I supposed to complete a simple procedure if you come just from a tiny bit of stimulation? Oh well, we'll just have to carry on anyway. I know it's difficult, puppy. But if we're going to overload that brain of yours with dumb, cummy thoughts, then we can't stop at just one orgasm. Now, get hard for me again. Get hard for me. Get hard for mommy. Oh, that made your hips buck. And that made your cock get all hard again. Come on, baby. Let's see just how much you can take. Your dirty, slimy, naughty cock is twitching and pulsing in my hand. And you're gritting and grinding your teeth. Oh, moaning and whining. Hissing and gasping. Why? You don't have any control over yourself at all. You're just a dumb little brainless sex addict, completely broken and needing to be treated like a dirty cock on legs, only good for pumping out cummies for mommy, getting overstimulated and foaming from being examined, from being told there's something wrong with you. From being talked down to. If I didn't love you, I might think that you were weird. That's right, baby. Your doctor mommy loves you. She loves your dumb little airhead smile. She loves your twitching, needy, pervert cock. She loves your little cum tank balls and all the dirty spurts they make for her. She loves you, and she loves all your kinks, too. She thinks that they're really, really fun. And she thinks that you should just get worse and worse. Dumber and dumber. Hornier and hornier. Until you're her good, brainless cum puppy. So, take that aching, needy, overstimulated cock and spurt even more lovely cum over mommy's hand. And don't worry, medically speaking, it's very, very good for you. So let those balls contract. Let your cock spasm and twitch. Let your hips buck. Let it all pour out. Just feel it blubber up. That's it. That's it. One spurt after another. While you foam and dribble all over my fingers. Good puppy. Good boy. Oh, that's it. That's it. You're all done. Just those last little dribbles. Very good. I have to say, you've been a model patient. And look at this mess. I've got to say, your semen output seems to be very much above average. Look at how thick, gloopy, and white it is. The way it drips down my hand in big clumps. And it's got a thick, salty taste. That's the sign of a good, healthy diet right there. And a very robust libido. You'll be a breeding stud yet, you silly puppy, you. Now, let's get you home. I've heard through the grapevine that your partner's quite anxious to see how well your treatment's gone. She really wants her puppy back. And she's hoping he'll be hornier and needier than ever. But I know you won't disappoint her.